Hi, darling. What? What's wrong with my smile? Suspicious? What is suspicious about my smile? It's too big. Well, that's hurtful. I'm not saying anything. Really, I am. A little. No, I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. You're being so mean. So mean. And I'm being so nice. I have a surprise for you. I have a wonderful surprise for you. And you are going to love it. But what you need to do is close your eyes. Close your eyes. Really? You're that suspicious? I'm not going to hit you with a pillow. Look, my hands are empty. Turn around. You think I've got one tied behind my back? You know me too well. See? No pillows. Fine. Don't close your eyes. Just come with me into the garden. Just. Please? Pretty please, we should go on top? What are you doing? You're closing your eyes. Oh, I love you. Yes, I am fighting the urge to hit you with a pillow. What? I love you. And also, you're vulnerable. It would be the perfect time. But I won't, because I have a surprise and I love you. So, come with me and stop right there. Can you smell burning? Indeed you can. Open your eyes. I mean, it's a bonfire, but fire! What? It's a bonfire in a garden. Well, I thought it would take your mind off of everything. Nothing? Not burning anything? What? Oh no, I am burning something. I mean, I'm not burning anything bad. No, I'm not burning furniture. I'm burning my emergency stash of firewood. My emergency stash of firewood. Why do I have one? Well, you never know when you're going to have to burn something. So, you know, I was a girl guide. Be prepared. No, wait, that's the scouts. I was a girl guide. I totally was a girl guide. Well, I was for a week. And I did not get thrown out. Take that back. I was asked to leave very politely. Because, well, they were English. Look, there was just a slight incident while we were camping. Fire. But that's not going to happen anymore. I have matured since then. Why are you laughing? I'm mature. I just really love fire. And I thought that this would be romantic. So I did this for you. Fine, and me. I did this for us. Mostly me. A little bit for you. Fire? No, you're right. It's fine. You're winding me up, aren't you? Oh, you are far too good at that. Far too good at that. So you like it. I'm glad. Because I did do it for you. I mean, mostly. I know that it's been really rough the last couple of days. I mean, being on top of each other all the time. Inserts my comment. Oh, come on, you know what I'm like. I know we've been, well, I've been getting on your nerves. And you've been getting on my nerves. No, you haven't at all. A bit. Tiny bit. Just a slightly little. I mean, I love you, but you are really annoying sometimes. And I am really annoying. Hey! Sometimes, not all the time. So I just thought, you know, doing something a little bit different would help. Something. Basically, fire makes everything better, so fire! And marshmallows! I had them hidden away for a special occasion. Yes, I have an emergency stash of marshmallows. I have issues. But I also have cooking apples. They are cooking apples. Have you never had
Really?
I mean, brown sugar, cinnamon, wrap them in foil, shove them in the fire, wait a while, and then yumminess. Also, I'm making hot chocolate. And look, more marshmallows. But they're baby marshmallows. I wouldn't try and toast them. I tried once and... Well, you know that burn on my arm? That's a marshmallow scar. Flaming marshmallow. That shit burns. I just wanted it to be nice, so... I made a little nest. I brought the sofa cushions out and a blanket. And I thought we could sit out and just watch the fire for a bit. Pretend that we're somewhere else. Not the backyard. Just somewhere not here. Well, it might take some of the pressure off. So, why don't you come over here and cuddle up in front of the fire? I only have one emergency stash of firewood. Okay, I have two more. I have a problem. I'm a pyro. I love you. I really do. And I'm sorry I've been annoying. And sorry I've been getting a bit tense. It's just... Yeah. Oh no, you haven't annoyed me at all. At all. I mean, slightly. Just very, very slightly. Just... I think it's all part and parcel of being stuck inside. But we're not inside right now. We're camping out. Somewhere quiet. Away from everything. Just the two of us and fire. Lots and lots of fire. What? Sorry, I was staring at the fire. I love fire. I mean, I love you. That was a good save, wasn't it? I want you to know that you're the only one that I could ever do this with. Because I love you so much. I don't mind it when you annoy me. Not strictly true, but... You know what I mean. I wouldn't want to be stuck in this house with anyone else. Because you are. I love you. And, only two more weeks. We're gonna need more firewood. I love you so much. And I'm just being here with you, staring at the fire. That's nice. I needed this. No, not the fire. I mean, this. Come here. I love you. And I'm going to spoil you tonight. toasted marshmallows, hot chocolate, baked apples, barbecued apples. I mean, technically it's a bonfire, not a barbecue, so bonfire apples? Let's go with that. And then it's going to be a lot of making out. Just so much making out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tons. Well, there's going to be some kissing. Like that. And maybe like that. And then there'll be some cuddling. And then... Well, I might let you tend my fire. No, that wasn't an innuendo. I might let you look off my fire. Well, I'll put it this way. At least I'm not boring. So, marshmallows, hot chocolate, bonfire apples, and then more of that. We needed this. And tomorrow night, pillow warfare. You're going down. Ooh, that's fighting talk. And I find that very attractive. Hey, pick up your marshmallow. Flaming marshmallow fencing. Oh, it's a great idea. Okay, fine, we can just eat them. I'm not pouting. Much. I love you.